from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, 3-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
All right, good to be with you. Into the 9 o'clock hour we go. Payne and Pendergast. Texans-Colts on Sunday at noon. Should be fun. Go see the fellas today. The afternoon guys are out in Katy at Buffalo Wild Wings. They're out every Thursday and every Friday. This football season. Yeah. Do it. We're going to...
I stepped on the time. What time are they out there, cowards?
Two to six. The afternoon guys are at Buffalo Wild Wings in Katy today. So head out. If you're out that way, head out and see them. But they're out there. They're on the road every Thursday and Friday this football season. You have Thirsty Thursdays and Football Fridays, man. So we'll have. I'm sure that schedule is up somewhere. I think I saw it on social media. So be on the lookout for that. But yeah, go see the guys today. Get you ready for Thursday Night Football. Ravens and Chiefs. So, The Athletic was cranking out the anonymous people rankings of things yesterday. Boy, were they ever. The NFL decision makers' predictions for the upcoming season. 27 prominent decision makers, coaches and executives, were asked the same 7 questions throughout training camp and the preseason. And the Texans show up a little bit in here in one of the questions that we'll get to. But before we get to C.J. Stroud, Seth, these are the voters who, in my opinion, are required to unmask themselves and get out from behind their veil of anonymity, because they were selections that must be explained. Yeah. Again, 27 anonymous coaches and executives answered these questions. There was one that voted for Saquon Barkley for MVP this coming season.
Oh, so that's... listen, no matter how much you look, people know that I was kind of down on Saquon Barkley as being somebody the Texans should target for various reasons. So, and very unpopular opinion by me, I know. But I will say, regardless of if I was the biggest Saquon Barkley fan in the world, thinking that a running back will be or should be the MVP in this day and age is absurd.
Yeah.
Absurd.
On a team that's been to a Super Bowl in the last 2 years and a team that's got a ton of offensive weapons on it already. I mean, Jalen Hurts is a better pick for MVP than Saquon Barkley. So I'm not saying it can't happen. It's not impossible. But it's just one of those things that's so outside the box. You must show yourself. And at the very least, you can't brag if he actually does win it, because you picked him under the veil of anonymity.
No. This is the argument I would make on his behalf, though. I could see an avenue by which Christian McCaffrey would win the MVP. Mm-hmm. If you do something all-purpose, because with Saquon, it has to include, with running backs these days, it's got to be in both the running and the passing game. And if the Eagles unlock and really tap into, I don't even want to say unlock, tap into his potential as a receiving threat while he also does something on the ground, I could see it happening. So I would not fire that guy based on this one opinion.
Okay. I don't want to fire him. I just need to know who he is. It's such an outside-the-box opinion. You can't hide behind the anonymity. I got a couple more. The two guys who did not have Patrick Mahomes among their top 3 quarterbacks you would build a franchise around. That
yeah,
feels like
bogus.
It's overthinking
okay,
it.
Just, that's either Andy Reid himself because he wants credit, or which is very unlikely.
That would be funny. You know, like,
he's like, I could do this with 10 of these quarterbacks in the NFL. He's not so great.
Yep.
Or it is somebody in the AFC West that's like just, Antonio Pierce or somebody. Like, no, screw him. Never. Never. I hate him.
It's the only valid explanation, man. Like, how can you not have Patrick Mahomes in your top three that you would build a team around is insane.
Especially because you consider these days, with the way quarterbacks don't get hit, Pat Mahomes will probably, if he chooses to, play another 10 years. Yeah. No problem. Like, yeah. What's the over-under on years remaining for Pat Mahomes? I would say it's somewhere around 10 years,
oh,
right?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. He's not even 30 yet, is he? I'm not sure. He's probably...
He's like 23.
He came in 2017, so he's in year 8. Yeah, he's probably 30, like there. But yeah, I would say I'd put it at 8.5, and I would pound the over on that. The only thing that would keep Mahomes from playing another decade is if he wants to spend more time with his family and he feels like he's accomplished enough. Like physically, again, barring like his knee getting, you know, just turned at a 90-degree angle, he'll physically be able to do it for a long, long time, I think, for sure. I need the other voters, I need to unmask themselves. Whoever voted for Kyle Hamilton as best defensive player in the league, I'm not angry at you. I'm really just curious who voted for him for that, and it makes me a little sad that we don't have Kyle Hamilton on the Houston Texans. That's
I wonder,
all.
did they have a quote on that one from the guy that voted for him? Because I think that the one with Kyle Hamilton is his versatility and what they're able to do with him, kind of the way you hope that Jalen Petrie can do some of the versatile things that Kyle Hamilton does. It does unlock a lot of things, especially Mike McDonald, the defensive coordinator last year. That's another big storyline tonight, is new defensive coordinator for the Ravens. You know, he was able to do a lot of funky stuff. He loves to, you know, they load up the line of scrimmage with those simulated blitzes, and when you can mess with your safety and you've got a super athletic one, we've seen this before with both the Ravens and Ed Reed. I think to a lesser degree, but similarly with Troy Polamalu in Pittsburgh, it's a lot of fun for a defensive coordinator.
Yep. I guess I should just to.
But you're right. Oh, is MVP, is league MVP?
Defensive player in the league, which is still, I still think that's, I think I love Kyle Hamilton. I think he's a great player. That might be a little bit of a reach. By the way, the winners of these categories, I'm talking about who I want to unmask themselves. Patrick Mahomes was a runaway winner among the 27 voters for MVP. He had 18. The next closest was Joe Burrow and Lamar Jackson with 2. Which is basically like saying Patrick Mahomes or the field, kind of in a way. And I would take the field just based on the voter fatigue, if nothing else, I guess. I mean, Lamar Jackson is the reigning MVP of the league. And the starting, this is where the Texans show up. The question that I talked about of the top three QBs you would want to start your franchise from scratch, where two of these guys actually didn't vote for Patrick Mahomes. CJ Stroud finished second behind Mahomes in this. So the voting went, 25 guys had Patrick Mahomes in their top three. 16 had C.J. Stroud in their top three, followed by Joe Burrow at 13 and Josh Allen at 10. So that's noteworthy. Like, C.J.'s number two behind Mahomes there.
I think of those three, Josh Allen would be the one that I just – this is an easy cop-out, but I do question and wonder sometimes how well his game will age because of – the physical punishment that he takes, and so much. But there's also a part, I think if you're an executive, you look at the Bills, and they've never really given him a supportive rushing attack. They'll rank up there in rushing yardage, but mostly because Josh Allen does a lot of damage with his feet.
Yeah, he's a big part of that,
yeah. Yeah. So I don't know. It's different than, Roethlisberger took a lot of abuse and everything, but he also, his mobility wasn't his calling card, whereas with Josh Allen it is.
Yeah, Myles Garrett, best defensive player, 13 votes. Next closest one, Micah Parsons with 5, and then Nick Bosa, TJ Watt, Kyle Hamilton, Max Crosby, Chris Jones all show up on the radar. The other thing that I need, the last voter I need to show himself, the one voter who said the Texans will be a surprise team in a bad way this year. Just because I'm not saying it can't happen. I'm just a little angry at you. That's all.
I think it's. I don't begrudge anybody for that. I'm honestly kind of surprised that it was only one. Usually, this time of year is when you start to see the contrarian opinions more often. What is a bad way? I think if you're assuming that everybody just has the Texans penciled in as a playoff team, then just having a mediocre season probably could be what that guy is talking about. The one. I don't want to skip over the one other one you had listed.
Okay,
Bo Nix.
Yeah.
Yeah. Three voters picked Bo Nix for best rookie season. Yeah. I think Sean Payton was definitely one of them. And I don't – honestly, I'm not hating on the kid. I just don't under – I do not understand why people would be so bullish on him after the preseason, just because a lot of the stuff he did in the preseason was classic – oh, okay, versus a vanilla look. Yeah, the kid's athletic. The kid can make some off-platform throws. He does some impressive things. But, man, is he all over the place. I don't think it's going to go well for him this year. It doesn't mean it's going to be a disaster. But I will be, and I'll own up to it, but I'm going to be really, really surprised if Bo Nix is, like, offensive rookie of the year or anywhere close to it, because he's sloppy, man. He's erratic with his footwork. He makes sketchy decisions, which is okay versus backup defensive players, but it's got all the hallmarks of a guy that looks good in the preseason, and then you realize you come back to earth a few weeks into the regular season.
Yeah. I love that you said Sean Payton's probably one of the guys that voted for him. I could totally see him doing
which,
it. That's why.
Truth be told, Sean Payton, like he does with all his quarterbacks, unless he has no option to, I think he probably hates him.
Yes.
Yeah, he hates everybody except Drew Brees, and I think that probably took like 4 years for him to stop hating Drew Brees.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
He's kind of wired that way. He's got that John Gruden in him.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
You sit in traffic now, but later there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste, because you know all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
I think, yeah.
I think one indicator, we had a texter come after us, but saying like, hey, man, you guys seem awfully optimistic. You're making me nervous, this and that. Hey, it's not just us, okay? The Athletic did their inaugural NFL Hope-O-Meter. They literally gave you a chance to speak on this, faithful listener. If you were an Athletic subscriber, you could go to theathletic.com last week and vote on what your optimism level is for your team. Are you optimistic or are you not optimistic? It was a simple question. Are you optimistic or pessimistic about your team? It's not just me and Seth. The Texans had the fifth highest Hope-O-Meter rating on The Athletic. This is empirical scientific stuff, man. This isn't Seth and I out here dishing Kool-Aid to all of you and candy to the kids, all right? They were fifth.
Don't worry, everybody. Hey, yeah, we're part of the mob, okay?
Yeah.
So never the mob thinking never goes awry. So just know that we're in the mindless majority here that never leads you astray.
Right. It's not just us, man. 96.4% of the voting constituency of Texan fans, according to The Athletic, are optimistic. That's fifth. The only cities that have more gumdrops and rainbows and puppy dogs going on right now are the Green Bay Packers at 97.1%, fourth. Third, the Chicago Bears, 97.6%. Second, Kansas City, 98.7%. And then the most optimistic fan base is the Detroit Lions at 98.8%. So we're fifth, man. We're fifth in the hope.
The Lions, there's a little bit of, so Billy, a lot of the teams that have been down a little bit and now have a realistic glimmer of hope are very, very optimistic. Yeah. They're getting drunk.
Yes.
This is their 21st birthday.
Right.
The Texans amongst them.
Right.
You know, like the Lions, the Texans. What's down bad for the Packers, I guess, you know, a little bit, a couple of years of turmoil.
Yeah.
Woo!
Yeah.
But it makes sense that they would also, they are drunk on the optimism right now. They haven't gotten grizzled or calloused. So that makes sense. I do think the Bears, I've stumbled across more than several Bears fans that have referred to themselves as contenders. I don't know, man. Like as in Super Bowl contender, like is just saying as a matter of fact,
yeah.
Like, well, you know, amongst the teams that are contenders, I'm like, all right, it's okay to be optimistic about Caleb Williams and everything else. I don't know if I put you right there in the contender list just yet.
I think there's two things at work with that. That's really interesting because, you know, someone whose opinion I respect quite a bit, it may anger some of the audience because I think even though he did this show for several years, anytime you bring up Nick Wright's name, we'll immediately get texts like, I hate Nick. I love Nick. Nick has the Bears. He did his tiers of teams yesterday on First Things
yeah.
First. He has the Bears above the 49ers and a few other teams. He has the Bears way up there. Now, as Nick always does, he's got a very detailed and well-thought-out explanation as to why. This isn't just him waving a Caleb
That's
Williams
why he's so annoying.
Propaganda flag. He's good
yeah.
at his job. Yeah, he's good at his job. But he
yeah.
laid out how easy their schedule is. And obviously, they've done a lot of things to shore up that roster. You know, with it's not just drafting Caleb Williams. Ryan Poles has done a good job kind of getting that thing moving in the right direction. I do think it's a reach, but he brought up some good reasons for it. So, I think there's two things going on. One, the NFC is just not the AFC. The NFC is the conference where we are ripe to have kind of an out of nowhere thing happen. It's just not as deep. Like the Eagles are generally thought to be like the third or fourth best team. They were a dumpster fire at the end of last year. They were
yeah.
awful at the end of last year. So I think the NFC is just generally thought to be easier than the AFC. And I think the other thing too, Seth, I think we have CJ Stroud to blame for this a little bit. I think now if you draft a quarterback really high who looks capable in the preseason and who was very capable in college and has all the necessary arm talent and brain talent, And talent around him as well. Like I think the Bears' talent around Caleb Williams is thought to be much better than the talent around CJ was going into last year. We knew
yeah.
by the middle of last year, we knew the Texans had talent. I think CJ's season last year kind of puts a maybe subconscious barometer in there for teams that have highly drafted quarterbacks.
I think when it comes to the entirety of the, let's remember, is it's a team sport, Sean.
Yep.
Some might call it the ultimate team sport.
Mm-hmm.
I think people are assuming that the Bears have a really good defense. It's another thing I see people casually mentioning. They're like, "Well, yeah, but they got to really like." No, this is not 1986. They weren't actually a good defense last year, so it's not just a given that he's going to have a good defense on the other side of him as well,
yeah.
despite the improvements, etc. So I also do think, and just as it was with Bo Nix, look, I've done a couple of reaction videos to Caleb Williams where I allowed myself to get drunk on the highlight reels, and I all of a sudden I've got a bunch of YouTube followers that think I'm a Bears fan, like Bears fans that have followed my channel, and boy, they're going to be upset in week two. So, but I think Caleb Williams, I think the potential is obvious and it's very real. I do think that he's not wired just right yet to be at a CJ Stroud level his rookie year on the finer aspects of the game. I think there's still a little bit more freelancing to his game. There's a little bit more of risk appetite in a bad way. And I'm less sold that that he's capable of really pulling off something incredible. I think he'll do some really impressive things, but I think more in the vein of a traditional impressive rookie season where, okay, boy, he threw for a lot of touchdowns, but there are a lot of things we just got to clean up and turning him into an actual professional quarterback.
Caleb Williams ain't throwing just 5 interceptions this year. Put it that way. Like, Caleb Williams is going to turn the football.
That's a good way to put it.
Yeah, and I think, and look, I think some of that, too, like, CJ is very open about the fact that he was really prepared for the NFL coming where he came from in that system with Ryan Day at Ohio State, whereas Caleb Williams is coming from Lincoln Riley's system. He's never under center, you know, like so I think it's just
pedigree. It was one of the weirdest things where, you know, like, you know how frustrated I get when people start saying you can't draft a quarterback from this school or that school because they don't churn out good quarterbacks. It was extra frustrating with me for CJ because people wanted to act like they didn't realize that the Ohio State offensive system does a lot of NFL things that a lot of colleges don't do anymore, and that it did prepare CJ specifically. There's other quarterbacks at Ohio State that Ryan Day hasn't treated quite the way he's treated CJ. Like, it did prepare CJ very well for the mental side of the NFL.
Yep.
And I think he had a leg up in that regard compared to, yes, Caleb Williams or other guys.
Yeah.
Including Pat Mahomes. You know, Mahomes was very raw mentally coming out of an air raid system. And just it was probably good that he had some time to sit and really learn and absorb the NFL game before he played.
Payne and Pendergast with you on a Thursday. Astro with the most to prove down the stretch. Who is it? We will talk about that coming up next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges. And acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
If you want the real story behind the NFL, you need the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. 3-time Super Bowl champ Mark Schlereth breaks down the biggest plays, the biggest games, and the untold stories that make this game what it is. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.